Good afternoon, people. How's everybody doing out there today? Welcome to another edition of the Buzzcast. And today we have Miss Margie Glass. She is the Fitness Center Director here at Joint Base Langley Eustis. And we're talking about the Mulberry Island Run. And she's going to give us all the information that we need. First and foremost, I would like to say good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for asking.
It came out. It already came out just that fast. Memphis. Yeah.
I knew it would.
it's out there. So let's talk about the run. It's taking place September 11th. It's called the Mulberry Island Run, 5K and half marathon. So for people that, like me, that don't run, what is the difference between the 5K and the half marathon?
So the 5K is a shorter distance. The 5K is 3.1 miles, where the half marathon is 13.1 miles. A half marathon is obviously half of a full marathon, which we do not offer here.
Okay.
But yeah.
So half of a full marathon and then half of a half, and it's a 5K. It's a okay. Yeah. So
it's a distance. Yeah.
It's some running there.
Yes.
So it's taking place September 11th. The name Mulberry Island Run came from where?
So the Mulberry Island Run stems from the prevalence of mulberry trees here at Fort Eustis. There's a road here called Mulberry Island Road, and runners will actually run along that road. So that's really where the name came from.
Okay.
And it's been called that the past 40 years.
40 years.
So this is the 40th annual Mulberry Island. Yep.
So this is a big, deal.
Yes. We usually have a lot of participation for this run.
Okay.
Hoping to see some of that this year.
Got it.
I know people are still probably timid to come back and run things in person.
Yes.
And people probably got used to doing virtual runs.
Got it.
But yeah, hoping to get some participation.
What is in place, you know, because of COVID, and I know that's probably one of the factors in maybe registration. What policies do you guys have in place for COVID protocols?
So right now there's not a whole lot of COVID protocols or restrictions for us for outdoor events. People are more than welcome to do whatever they feel is necessary for them to feel protected. They can wear their mask, but people are not required to wear their mask outdoors. Our staff will have on gloves and masks so that we are protected and that we protect others as well. We do have water points along the race where we have volunteers passing out water. Those will be individually packaged, and then our staff, again, will have on gloves and masks to protect themselves and others.
Got it. And I guess you're running, so social distancing should not be an issue depending on how fast you run.
Right. And we have previously done runs in waves like we did for the Memorial Day event.
Okay.
We are not going to be doing that as of right now.
Got it.
Obviously, this race is still a couple weeks out, so we could have guidance pushed down on us that we will need to enforce the day of, but right now, it's just going to be a normal in-person outdoor race. So people, like I said, can do whatever they need to do to make themselves feel comfortable to come out and participate.
Okay. And then they have an option. And once again, I'm not a runner, so I have no clue. They have the option of doing either the 5K or the half marathon.
Correct. Yeah. So the half marathon is going to start before the 5K. Since it's the longer race, we want to get those people out and going so that they can get back faster. People can walk. If they choose, they can walk the 5K. You could walk the half if you want. Most people that we have get in the half marathon are running for time, so they want to get done as quick as they can.
Well, how about bikes? Can you bring a bike?
No biking.
Oh, okay.
You can bring a stroller. So if you want to participate with your children, you can bring your pet. If you want to run with your dog, if your dog likes to run 13 miles, hey, bring it. I don't do that.
Yeah, me either. How about a motorized stroller?
I would say probably not, because that's similar to a bike and...
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out maybe a way I could get out there, because I'm not going to run, but that...
Are you being pushed in the motorized stroller, or are you pushing said motorized stroller?
I would probably be driving said motorized stroller. I'd probably be driving. So let me ask you this. It's on September 11th. So outside of this being the 40th race, what does it also mean... because it's September 11th.
Yeah, so the race is usually on the second Saturday of September, and this year it does fall on September 11th. So we are going to be doing things here and there to show honor and, memorial to those who did sacrifice their life on 9/11 and, risk their lives trying to save people and things of that nature. So we are definitely going to have little things sprinkled throughout the race and at the start-finish point to honor those individuals the first responders and mm-hmm. all those people.
So morning, day of, what does your day look like?
Ooh, man. Hopefully I won't be running around like a crazy person, you know. I'd like to say I'll have everything ready to go. I will, but, you know, there's always those day of things that pop up. You know, someone can't come or things like that. So we're, you know, just getting everything ready. We pass out T-shirts that morning, and then once people finish, they'll get their medal. So getting that set up. We do have day of registration, so we will be taking money and registering people that morning. And then race starts at 7:30. We have Colonel Thigpen's coming to give some remarks before the race, and he's actually running, so he's participating. And just making sure everybody's having a fun time, our staff included. Our fitness staff come out on Saturday after working a full week to, you know, help out and help us run the race, and we definitely couldn't do it without the support of our whole team. So making sure they're, you know, working for us but also having fun at the same time.
And it starts at, well, it's early. What time does it start?
So the packet pickup can start at 6 o'clock. So people can come in, start signing up at 6 o'clock, picking up their T-shirts. And then the half marathon will start at 7:30.
Okay.
So if you want to register the day of, you need to be done and registered by 7:15.
Okay.
Because we'll start doing the opening remarks by Colonel Thigpen, and we'll give our race safety briefing as well before the race.
Okay.
So the half marathon starts at 7:30, and then the 5K starts at 7:45.
Yeah. Listen, you sound like your day is going to be filled with adventure, exercise, and a lot going on that day. Once again, we're talking to Miss Margie Glass. She is the fitness director, and we're talking Mulberry Island Run 5K Half Marathon. Takes place September 11th, and it is early in the morning. You said as early as they can get packets at what time?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. So you can come 6 o'clock, get your packets. For those that haven't registered, if you didn't register prior to, you can come and register day of. Mm-hmm. If they need to get some more information from you, in reference to the race or registration or whatever, how can they reach you?
So they can call my office at 757-878-2097. I do have voicemail, so if I'm not in there, I'm running around constantly. Leave me a voicemail, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. If not, call the front desk. Our staff always knows what's going on, and their number is 757-878-2097. 2328, I believe.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll get it fixed. But once again, I want to thank you for coming by, hanging out with us. And as I said, see, this is painless.
Yeah.
It was painless. Had a good time.
Lots
got some
fun.
Good information. We'll have to figure out another time, another way to get you back here. But once again, we're talking about the Mulberry Island Run 5K and half marathon. Takes place September 11th. And this is the 40th. The 40th run. So you guys are you having special limited edition T-shirts, or what are you guys doing for it?
Our T-shirts are special limited edition every year, man. You know, get a different design, different medal each year.
Yeah.
But we're excited to have it back in person. Last year, it was virtual due to COVID. Didn't have a whole lot of participation for that, which I get, because, you know, virtual runs are not quite as fun, in my opinion, as in person. So hoping to get that participation back this year.
And then you just said something that made me think, how do virtual runs work?
So when we do virtual runs, you still sign up. If we have T-shirts, you know, obviously it costs money, T-shirts and medals, and then you'll just submit your time however you time it yourself. So on a smart watch, if you track it on your phone, we just need to see the distance and coming from you that you actually ran it for time.
So I could actually do a virtual run.
Yeah. Hey, you can do an in-person run.
I know I could really do a virtual run. But once again, thanks for stopping by. Once again, if you guys need some more information, we'll also put it on a website, but it's the Mulberry Island Run. Takes place September 11th, and this is the 40th annual run. So you guys want to make sure that you get registered, and if you don't register early, you can register day of, and you just got to be there early in the morning to get it done. But I want to thank you for stopping by and hanging out with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem.